Right. So what is the next steps, supposing the trial works well? So when will the trial actually, when do you expect the trial to finish? Because each trial is a year, right? But you're rolling, but you have rolling engagement. So it's going to be more than a year, right?
Exactly. I'm afraid this trial is going to go on for probably a few years, unless we really ramp up the enrollment rate, which we may do later on when we're a little bit better equipped to handle it. But you know, we've enrolled only about a quarter of the people we'd like to enroll in the trial, so that gives you some idea. We've been at the trial for the leading edge, the first people in the trial are out to about the 7 or 8 month mark at this point. So you know, they'll be finishing up pretty soon, but we have other people who are about to enter the trial who haven't even started yet. So it's gonna take a while. We'll have to see what we can do about getting interim results, so we can sort of get a sense of how we're doing before we complete the whole thing. But we'll just have to see how that goes.
Right. So assuming it goes well and it's finished, so what are the next steps? I mean, how can we, do you have plans to make this more commercially available?
Sure. Yeah, we do. So, I mean, that's certainly the goal. And, I think the biggest question about that, you know, there's several steps we want to take to polish it up and smooth it out and you know, make sure it's as efficient and affordable as possible. But beyond all of that, we have to, you know, have a conversation with the FDA about how they feel about it, what they will require. You know, typically, the FDA requires a lot of time and money to get something onto the market, but we're hoping that we might be an exception because for two reasons. One, DHA metformin and growth hormone are not scary to the FDA. Mm. The FDA is quite familiar with these things. They're well-studied, they're well-known. They're not really a source of safety concerns. And in terms of efficacy, if we prove our efficacy, then I think we have our case closed. And the second thing is, in terms of efficacy, if the FDA will grant us approval, for example, for an indication of preventing renal failure, you know, for the prevention of renal failure, or even for the improvement of renal function, or for the improvement of certain other things that we can measure pretty robustly on small numbers of people in fairly short amount of time, we should be able to confirm with the FDA that our efficacy is there with relatively little muss and fuss. So hopefully if the FDA can be able to, you know, see its way clear to seeing it the same way we do, then I think we could have a relatively quick path to market, in which case then we can be out there helping people very quickly compared to most things.
Yes, that's the one thing that is a thing that I really like about the protocol, because a lot of the others, like the gene therapy, they are very new and cutting edge, but it's three products that have well-known safety.
Exactly. It's a different animal. It's a different kind of approach. And you know, it looks different to investors and that sort of thing. But now that we're beginning to show that it works and that people are interested in it and will pay for it, you know, I think the investment attractiveness is beginning to become more clear. So we will see. And if we can get some investment money and accelerate the development of this as a clinical modality, then I think we can really invade the marketplace pretty quickly.
Right. And so kind of how can people help on that in terms of investment, or are you looking for investment at the moment?
Yeah. We don't need a vast amount of cash at the moment, but we are looking for investment. And so the way to proceed on that would just be to contact us and we'll give you more information about the investment structure and the investors can sort of evaluate it and decide what they think. We actually are using a safe investment mechanism right now. I forgot what it stands for. It's like simple agreement for something or other.
Yeah,
equity. Yeah. Yeah, but I guess that's what it is. But, you know, maybe other mechanisms are even possible if for some reason you don't like that. So, you know, but we have raised some money on the SAFE mechanism. We prefer to continue to do it that way in the short run, at least.
Okay. I hope that you found the video informative. Please do hit the thumbs up button, subscribe to our channel, and hit the bell button for any new video release notifications. Thank you so much for your kind support. I wish you all well, and we'll speak to you again soon.